KQED.
Of course, we still don't know what caused the deadly October fires that broke out in wine country north of San Francisco. But new information released this week shows that state investigators seized damaged power equipment near the suspected start points of several of those fires. KQED's Marisa Lagos reports.
As the biggest blazes began racing through parts of Napa and Sonoma counties on October 8th, fueled by high winds, there were numerous reports of downed power lines and exploding transformers, according to dispatch tape obtained by KQED.
Hazardous condition, electrical power lines down.
Now, new information released by state regulators shows that damaged Pacific Gas and Electric Company equipment was taken from the areas where the blazes are suspected of starting. In many cases, the PG&E equipment was damaged by falling trees. But Deputy CAL FIRE Chief Scott McClain says it's still too early to tell the cause of the fires.
The investigators are CAL FIRE, and they're very meticulous. They're very methodical. They have to be very thorough so we get the answers that the public needs.
PG&E officials also stress that CAL FIRE's probe isn't done. But some wine country residents are already blaming PG&E. Dozens of people impacted by the fires have filed suit against the utility. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.